Even Flow, Pearl Jam, and 95.9 Bob FM, playing the 80s, 90s, and whatever. It is a finally, well, I was going to say finally Friday. It's a Wednesday with the good guys. See, Pam, I'm trying to jump ahead.
I know.
Trying to get to the weekend. How are you? It's Pam Crane with SCK Health Foundation. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. I'm ready for it to be Friday, too.
Yeah, you know? That's a good color on you, too, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I'm a Kansas fan, but that Carolina blue, I've been a fan of. Well, he's like, so what do we got going on? We were talking about, and I think this is one of those interesting things. I don't think a lot of people have thought about how significant this project will be on 77 that's coming up, the corridor between Arc City and Winfield. But you're talking about a $67 million project. There's a lot of work going on, and that's going to affect the hospital, right?
It sure will. Your access to the hospital off of the highway will be
not there.
Blocked.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, they have redone the old highway.
Right.
And people will have access to the hospital, the clinic, urgent care, everything through the backside of the property. To prepare for that, we will be getting new signage. And that
okay.
kind of thing will be in place.
Because it's coming. It was supposed to start earlier this year.
It was supposed to start in March and, of course, delayed.
Now we have bid letting that has happened,
right.
And it's we're going. It's time.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. So anytime now, that access will be blocked, and we will be finding our new normal and coming
sure.
in the backside
yeah.
of the property. So.
And that's not just people coming like for appointments and such things like that. You're talking about ambulances.
Right,
and-
right. The emergency room access for the for the EMS and everybody will also be backside of the property. So
and this goes on for a good while too.
Right. We've been told that it could be a 2-year project.
Oh my goodness. It's a lot of money, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of things that are gonna be going on. And when you see the road surface out there, it's time. I mean things
for
need to be,
sure.
I mean the work is definitely and it's a project that's definitely worthy of that kind of attention.
Yes.
But as far as growing pains type
right,
stuff.
Right, right. And it's like anything, you know, while you're in the process of it, it's a pain. You know, I remember when they were doing the bypass, you know, and,
sure,
and
yeah,
the big
yeah.
mess that was. And now we can't even imagine life without that bypass.
Of
you
course.
Know? So it'll
you,
be
you
worth
it. You can't really even think about what it was like before that.
Right. I mean,
it becomes such
there,
a vital part
sitting
of
sitting there waiting on the train.
Yes.
I mean, I spent half my life, you know, sitting there waiting on that train, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, for sure.
And so it's just part of the past, and we move forward with progress.
Kind of got to work around it while
yeah,
it's there. So
right.
That's Pam Crane with SCK Health Foundation. A big event coming up, too. Talk
we
to me
do.
About that.
Yes, yeah. 3 months from now, we're going to be doing the Great American Fall on the Lawn. So it's going to be a fall event with a patriotic twist to it.
Okay.
And so the feel of the evening will be kind of like an old-time carnival.
Gotcha.
We're going to have community entertainment. We're going to ask.
Yeah, who are you thinking about?
So
for that?
We're asking for a piece from the middle school, the high school, and the college.
Okay.
They'll all be
right.
represented. We're going to talk to the community band, see about getting them out there.
That's always good. They're
yeah.
they're very talented.
We've
yeah,
talked,
fun.
We've talked to Jess Bowling. He's going to be doing a bit
okay.
for us.
All
yeah.
right.
So
he's good.
Yes. So we'll have Bouncy House. We'll have probably 10 or 12 different games, you know, like carnival type games
sure.
under
yeah.
the big tent. And as always, there'll be free. Everything's free. That's the point of this event is we underwrite it and we sponsor it. So
nice.
You can bring your family out. And
yeah, it's a family fun thing and you don't have to have a lot of money or
right.
don't have to have any money to really
right.
do it. You just
right.
come out and have some fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so we're hoping to have another drawing like we did last year, $500 cash at the end of the evening.
Do you ever get in the bounce house?
I do not get in the bounce
no,
house.
No, come on.
No,
Pam.
No, no. Too many wild kids in there.
You might lose your keys in there.
That's that, right.
That would be bad. So
yes.
you're in the process really right now where you're getting everybody together. You put
right.
out some offers to people. You talk to them.
Exactly.
And, okay.
Exactly. We had our first planning meeting yesterday. So all of the
nice.
Asks are going out. We do have our corporate sponsorships from BJ Wilkins Foundation.
Okay.
And then also from Idea Tech. And so we've got one more major sponsor ask out
so
that we haven't heard.
Still time to, I mean, if I want to be a sponsor in any,
oh, yes.
even if I'm not a major sponsor, but I want to give some money. This sounds like an idea I want to be
right.
behind.
Right.
How do I do that? How do I get a hold of you?
You just get in contact with me out at the hospital or 620-441-7923.
Just get a hold of you and say, hey,
yes.
I want to put some money behind this.
For sure.
All
I'll
right.
always take money.
You always help that.
That's my job.
That's your big thing. That keeps the whole thing running
out
there.
That's right.
Very good. And it's one of those things, too. It's an event where people can come together and kind of relax a little bit and also be at the hospital when it's not some kind of...
Right. It's just a feel-good event.
Right.
I didn't mention, but we always do a hamburger feed, and Creekstone donates the meat. The Optimus... grill it, and it's a hamburger
those
chips.
Optimus, they grill a good burger.
They're amazing.
They know
amazing.
How to do it,
and they don't even grumble when they're out there in the heat.
No,
I'm impressed. Oh yeah,
big time. SCK Health Foundation. That's Pam Crane right there. And it's just, there are a lot of things going on. It's that time of year. We talked about the road work and stuff like that. What's on the horizon for you? Because we talked about that. There's big money coming to the hospital for a project. How does that work? And what's the whole process like?
So we're still in the... in the waiting phase.
Sure, yeah. Which with the government can sometimes drag on a little
bit. So hopefully by the 15th of... this month, we will have the green light to move ahead with the bid process, with getting all of that money encumbered.
How much money was that?
$2.37 million.
Okay. And it's part of...
So it's a five-year process. It's the big, beautiful
bill. Yeah, right. It's that spending.
Right. And so it's a five-year program. And so this is year one. And so in October, we'll be writing the grants for year two.
Okay.
So we have the opportunity to get another... $3 million next year.
Okay, you wanted $3 million, you got 2.3.
Right,
and that's going to cover things like what you said—a roof.
Right, we'll have a new roof. We'll have the parking lot resurfaced. A lot of the departments will be getting equipment upgrades. When we moved the clinic in last October, we basically just round peg, square hole.
Make do, yes.
Right. And so now we're going to have the funding to actually make that space more user provider friendly and get them.
What does that mean exactly? What are things off the top of your head that you can think about?
The workstations out in the hall, down the clinic hall. Right now, they're just little cubby holes. They're not really made for the medical assistants and the doctors to work.
I see. Okay, all right.
So just. Obviously, the footprint of the building will stay the same, but the interior will be renovated a little bit to where it's...
More for the purposes of a clinic than it was for whatever the previous operations were that were there.
Right, and like our observation unit where people can stay, a couple of days, is now back what used to be OB, and our outpatient services is now back where ICU was. And so, obviously, those areas need different... setups, and so we're going to have the funding to make those more appropriate for the use that they're being.
The energy there has changed significantly since the clinic arrived, because it is such a, there's more hustling and bustling, there's more people are there more constantly.
Yes.
I mean, it's a night and day change, I think.
Yes. 2 years ago, I took a donor through the building. They went and said, what is this building being used for now? So I walked them through, and they were very disillusioned with how dead everything was.
Lights
were off, areas were closed.
Right, yeah.
And the comment was made at that point that we have a responsibility to use this building. This building is too new, too nice to have it sitting empty and not be using it to its full potential.
Sure, yeah. And now that's happening.
That's happening now. And, when I pull into work and the parking lot's full, it just warms my heart.
And not just from the standpoint of the clinic, but the occupational services that you started doing. There are plenty of things happening
Right. Our urgent care, it is booming. We've got physical therapy again. We've got the physicians that come in from Wichita, the specialty clinic.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of things going on out there.
Wrap us up, Pam Crane. Tell us where to get a hold of you. If I have a gift to make, anything like that, I want to talk to you about Falling the Lawn. How does that work?
You bet. You can contact me at the hospital, 620-442-2500, and they will connect you. Or the easiest way is to get a hold of me on my cell phone, 620-441-7923.
And if they got money,
I'll answer.
You'll take it, for sure. We'll see you, Pam. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
Weather and music on the way. You're at 95.9 Bob FM.